forsooth, adverb, archaic. In truth, in fact, indeed. Now used in derision or to express disbelief.
Welcome to the podcast, starring Monica.
I'm not going to sing this with you.
And Eric, it's podcast made for people who like to talk. I'm filling in minutes because I don't think this is going to go that long. Podcast.
This is what happens when you'd rather play Dragon Age Inquisition than put together a podcast 2 weeks in a goddamn row and rely on me to find all the fucking topics, and then you go, boring, I'm sorry, I like science.
Like, this is a really science-heavy week, so if you guys want to just, like, turn off the podcast now, because nerds do science, go right ahead.
I'm sorry, I'm a bigger nerd than you. Mr. Lays on the couch, practically naked, lounging 3 weeks in a row, playing Dragon Age. I never should have bought that, the deal of week for $20. I take it back. I should buy it again.
What? Why would you buy it again?
So I can sell it.
Oh my gosh. So let's, I guess, go into it. And I want to start off with Star Wars.
Star Wars?
The world's most sold out shit ever. I cannot get interested in it.
You're a dirty fucking liar.
When the first trailer came out, I was all like, ooh, Star Wars.
You like shit your pants with joy.
I did not.
I had to clean them.
No. But then, like, the more and more I watched the shit coming out, I just...
Of your bottle.
I don't care.
Are you going to get up and leave like that one Fox News anchor did?
Look, the only point that I have to say about the Star Wars horrible franchise is that it looks more and more from this movie that Luke Skywalker wasted his life.
How do you get that?
Well, okay, first of all, he killed two people at the top of an empire, and it's clearly from the movie that Empire still exists. Clearly from the movie, so do the rebels. So clearly, he did nothing.
Well,
what he should have done is he should have basically started a very, very visual and vocal campaign against the main backers of the Empire. He should have basically got to them and showed them the way and convinced them going away from it. And then slowly but surely he would have pieced down, took apart the Empire.
Boring as fuck.
And then the juju magical gods of the Empire, vis-a-vis Darth Vader and Lord Sidious.
Can these juju magical gods of the Empire be Jar Jar Binks?
No, that was not from the Empire, that was the Galactic Senate. He was the enemy of the Galactic Senate.
No, I just want them to be literally Jar Jar Binks.
No, it's going to be this thing where everyone's going to be all like, oh,
it's
Star Wars is awesome.
It's
going
to be a really boring story to go with your route, and it's going to be even more boring to go with the Luke Skywalker save the fucking universe, because what are we going to... Are we going to record him in his family life? Like the fucking Kardashians? like a goddamn sitcom or something? Like, we got laugh tracks and shit going on following Mark Hamill in his older days?
You'd still pay to watch that.
I would watch that. But that is not, that's not going to be an interesting thing, and that's not going to be
that
grosses millions of dollars.
Neither is watching Luke Skywalker just repeat all the stuff he did in three movies.
You nerds are going to go eat that shit up.
No. I'm not going to watch it. It's going to come out, and I'm not going to watch it, but they're going to make three more of them because a bunch of other nerds will lose their shit and watch it 20 times in the theater.
Yeah, the same nerds that think that lightsaber atrocity is a good idea. I'm sorry. Those lightsabers, they chop off limbs, as they have done many times, and we are putting them even closer to our fingers with a lightsaber hilt that somehow does not chop off
so
your hand.
Boring.
No, you're boring.
Look.
What's with the chrome-faced stormtrooper?
That's probably just a guy fell on a... Oh, man, I'm so bored, I'm sneezing all over you. It's probably just some stupid stormtrooper
what
that fell in a vat of chrome, and he probably like came out and was all like, "I'm the Terminator Trooper." Well, it should be voiced by Arnold.
Well, if that's voiced by Arnold, I'm gonna put him on a Waze app. Listen to him tell me where to go.
Look, I want to forget episodes 1 through 3, and I want to just go back to how we only had 3 original, and then just have Hollywood make new movies. Not the same movie.
You don't want Hollywood to make new movies because it's gonna be all about fucking Kylie Jenner and the Kardashians.
That's yeah, TV, not movies.
Yeah. Guess what?
Yeah.
When Hollywood makes new shit, it's stupid.
Right,
they're bad at it.
Then why don't we just, as a society, just close our doors and just be all like, okay, done everybody. It was a good run. We're out.
Because then they can't make money.
Okay. And they still wouldn't be if they made the Kylie Jenner movie.
No, they would make a ton of money. Because people are stupid. Closer and closer to what we see in the Idiocracy. Every single day.
Look.
But at least we got some good shit going on.
No, it's not good shit. It's all the same shit. So we have a new token book coming out. We have a new Star Wars movie coming out.
Tolkien's dead.
That's what I'm saying. It's all like, why do we need another Tolkien book? He's dead. There's like 1,000 other writers out there who would like a chance. And also, print is dead. Egon was right.
No, you can pre-order. Oh, Egon.
Oh, yeah,
that's a name that's not that. You can read that shit on Amazon's Kindle, though.
They're making a new Ghostbusters movie that's a remake. I mean.
Wait, are we talking about the one with the chicks?
Yeah. Why?
That's old news.
Why remake Ghostbusters?
Because it was a multi-million dollar franchise, and it's awesome.
The only news in that kind of cool is the fact that apparently Bill Murray was on the set for filming, like, today or yesterday.
No one will ever believe you.
And the problem with that is that they asked a question about that when I read about it, and I was all like, oh, they fucking ruined it already. The idea is Bill Murray playing someone? Who would he play? And it's like, well, if you're not playing fucking Venkman, then I don't want to see it. Like, I don't want to see Bill Murray playing like a professor with a mustache and like a tweed jacket.
Actually,
going,
I do kind of want to say that, especially if it is Venkman, because that's hilarious.
No, no, it's like, I'm Stephen Bartholomew, and I like to basically teach you about ghosts. And I'm all like, no, I've checked out. Good day, sir. You have a great day. I'm going to go. And I'm going to
I would watch,
kill.
And you would watch, be honest with yourself, you would watch Bill Murray do anything.
Yeah, but I don't want to watch Bill Murray masturbate on the corpse of Ghostbusters.
You kind of do.
No, I don't.
You really kind of do.
No, I don't want to watch Bill Murray basically only be in a movie so his one line of the film could be, I told you this is a horrible idea, and then that would be it. That would be like the last line of the movie.
Because when you say he's going to masturbate on the corpse of the Ghostbusters, I'm picturing the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man laying on the floor, X's for eyes, Bill Murray standing over him, jerking off, and then marshmallow cream just goes everywhere after
he's done.
But doesn't
get him anywhere because
he wear it.
Yeah. Look, I just don't care about all of these remakes.
I want to draw that.
I don't.
Okay, but well...
Let's start hitting all this science shit that you want to talk about because you're
like
so interested in all this stupid science shit that no one cares about.
Everyone cares about science shit. Everybody should care about science shit. Science is important. Science is how we keep our fucking tablets running.
To who?
To everybody who likes technology, which is literally everyone. All you motherfuckers who sit at the dinner table, eyes glued to your phones and your tablets instead of having a conversation with a decent human being standing next to you, or at least your mom, this is for you. Learn science, enjoy your science, read a goddamn book.
Okay, let's talk about astronauts. Does that sound good?
Yeah, sounds great.
Just get into all this boring stuff. So apparently, astronauts grew salad in space.
Which is exciting.
And
because there's...
I'm so fucking excited.
Because finally astronauts can be out there and not just be eating powdered fucking jizz.
Bitch.
From Bill Murray's expedition to jerking off on the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Bitch, I grow fucking vegetables in my backyard.
Yeah, do you do it in deep space with no gravity and no actual sunlight?
First of all, they're not in deep space, they're in orbit, motherfucker.
Okay, regardless, are you in orbit?
No.
Are you on a space station with no natural sunlight?
I'd like to point out that it'd be more interesting if they
masturbated in zero gravity
and then filmed it to see how zero gravity affects semen.
Speaking of which, that would be more interesting. Speaking of which, they put oil and balsamic on it, which is, you know, I guess that's a good decision, but if they're in zero gravity, wouldn't that be a bad move if it, like, got into their fucking circuitry?
You know what else is a bad move in zero gravity? Giving shit to growing lettuce.
Giving shit to growing lettuce.
Apparently they grew fucking romaine lettuce.
Yeah, red romaine.
And it tasted like what?
It tasted like arugula.
Then you fucking failed.
Look,
then you like fucking
I said,
if your romaine lettuce tastes like arugula, you fucking failed.
It still tastes better than Bill Murray's semen.
Newsflash, everybody. NASA sucks at growing lettuce. No, oh, that's the greatest
thing ever. It's way better than what they had before. It's like Windows 10 versus Windows 8.
No. It's nothing like that.
Way better than what it was before.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It's one fail. It's stop remaking shit. We don't need another Windows 7.
Well, clearly we did, because they fucked up Windows 8.
We'll just sell people Windows 7 and then be all like, are bad.
But they still really wanted the live tiles.
No, they just really, really wanted more money.
They did it for free.
For now.
For the whole first year.
So people registered.
No, what they really wanted to do is collect people's information without letting them know.
Yeah.
By the way, they're spying on you.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, they're completely spying on
you. Yeah, Cortana's listening to you.
Actually, Cortana is listening to you.
Yeah, 24/7.
If you, what you should do right now before you do anything else...
is stop searching for porn on your computer because Bill Gates now knows that you're freaking into.
Okay, after that... you should go into your settings and go into your privacy and turn off a whole bunch of weird, creepy shit that's turned on and they're sharing your personal
info. Like Windows 10 from being on your computer.
Yep, just uninstall it.
Yeah.
Get Linux.
Get Linux and be happier. But another fun news, I don't know if you saw this, but apparently there's a lot of crazy shit going on Mars.
Like the creepy woman?
Creepy woman and alien crab monster.
Alien crab monster I did not see.
So there's a picture, and it's apparently there's been a couple of these. Now, these aren't from, like, crazy, like, oh, aliens are real. These are pictures from NASA that people are looking at and going, holy shit, aliens!
Yeah, but they said that about the face on the fucking surface of Mars, like, X number of years ago.
Well, that's different.
The pictures of NASA, it's just shadows.
That wasn't a high... quality shot at close distance on the planet.
It's just shadows.
A satellite shot. No, this was.
Is this the coffin on Mars again? Because there was like a rock that was looking. Oh, it's a coffin. Vampires are on Mars, you guys.
That would be cool. Where's that movie, Hollywood? Where's that movie? Vampires on Mars.
They'll steal your fucking idea and not pay you for it.
No, they won't because it's not a sequel or a remake.
No, if vampires lived on Mars...
it might be a plot point to Ghostbusters 10.
If vampires... maybe. If vampires lived on Mars, they wouldn't need coffins.
How do you know?
Because they would just go into the underground Mars tunnels that all the aliens are apparently living in.
You've watched too much Futurama.
Was that on Futurama?
Yes. So, the main thing about this whole crab monster thing is that it was... a weird shaped item that looked like a crab fossil embedded in rock. And the recent studies of the rocks.
Crab fossil just kind of looks like a rock.
Yeah. Because it's shaped very, very like a crab.
Well, a crab fossil, that's exoskeleton. Like, usually the legs come off, and you have, like.
Your legs come off.
These weird tubes sticking into its butt. But the top part, depending on which way it was facing up, it just looks like a rock. So was it just like a rock inside of a rock?
It was the side view on the rock. But regardless of that, I mean, there's studies saying that they're looking at the rocks, that it was a conducive environment that could, when you chop in half, produce microbiotics and things like that that could possibly lead to life.
Is it the same kind of idea as coral formations?
Well, the main concept is that there's no proof yet that there was life on the planet could have sustained life at some point, regardless of what it could have been or should have been or might have been. It's possible. And the thing that there's just like little like rock, and like the coloring of it is weird, and from far away it looks like it's a woman. And they're all like, holy shit, woman staring at rover, holy shit, aliens on Mars.
I like that one cartoon that I saw where the Mars rover was in front of a bunch of aliens, and the alien was holding up a picture of like a barren wasteland in front of the camera of the Mars rover. And it was actually just like tons and tons of life all around it, but the rover couldn't tell because of the picture. That was a cute cartoon.
Yeah, okay. So let's finish off the rest of your stupid science stories with...
Science is cool, you guys.
With apparently memories.
Yeah. Scientists apparently found some kind of, like...
So boring.
Brain hack. Where they can disassociate negative feelings of anxiety from your phobias.
Can they disassociate this podcast from my memory?
They could if you have feelings of anxiety toward them.
No, just hate.
So it's going to help with like PTSD patients and shit like that.
Really? It's going to?
Yeah.
How are they going to help with that?
By disassociating the feelings of anxiety and fear with their memories. So, for example, a war vet who hears a loud pop associates the loud pop with something that happened to him in war. Well,
yeah, but the thing about PTSD is it's not specifically a fear or an anxiety. It's so much an on edge. It's a go. It's like you are constantly in flight or fight. You are in like an aggressive mindset. It's like
by an association with something that triggers the memory from something else. It's a link between the now and the then, and they can remove that link.
Well, I don't know if it's so much a trigger of the now and then so much as it's maybe the... Well, I mean, there's a lot of science and thoughts.
Somebody's all like, science!
No, I don't like science.
You love science.
Boring!
Anyway, so...
Look, the point is that I don't know if this is going to work for that. They're talking about using it to remove addiction to meth.
Yes. It doesn't
work to remove PTSD from mice.
No, meth addiction PTSD to mice, because I want to work in the lab where they get mice addicted to meth, first and foremost. Sounds awesome.
So you're saying that they finally found a cure for the problem they caused with mice.
Yes.
It's like, holy shit,
they both created and cured the problem.
You know, we actually got those mice addicted to meth? Yeah, that was a really weird month. Well, we have a solution finally. Holy shit, you guys found the solution to the meth problem we created? Yeah. The meth mice are now cured. It's crazy. Well, science doing science stuff.
That's right.
Let's go publish a paper and make money off of it.
Well, that's right. And just like with a few weeks ago when I was talking about how much I would love to be paid to destroy shit, science. I would also love to be paid to get mice addicted to meth and then cure them of that addiction.
It's like, oh, hey, good news, guys. We created a disease. Awesome. Bad news, it got loose. Ooh, good news, we're getting paid to solve the problem.
Yeah, exactly.
Science.
That's science. It's called making money.
That.
No, you fuck that. Are you comparing that to Hollywood, where they make horrible shit happen and then get paid for it?
Yeah, basically.
See, science in Hollywood, you guys.
I want to go into gaming news. Can we go into gaming news?
Let's go into gaming news.
At least that's a little bit more fun. Fuck Destiny.
No.
Fuck Destiny. Destiny is a game so horrible that they are retconning Peter Dinklage out of it.
Yes. Peter Dinklage apparently did the worst possible job voice acting ever.
No. You pay a person to do a job. Someone then with the company listens to that person doing a job and was all like, that's good enough for me.
That person probably got fired.
I would hope. I hope everyone that worked on Destiny got fired. They are charging $40 for a shitty game expansion. A game expansion is a little tiny bit less than buying the app. actual game.
Yes, at but the store. This has its own campaign. It's a full size campaign. It has easily twice the amount of the last expansion.
Oh no! Here's the problem.
Yeah. It has Nathan Fillion, for God's sake.
Who gives a flying fuck about Nathan Fillion?
Everyone gives a flying fuck about Nathan Fillion.
Go buy one of 10 other games he's in.
How dare you?
Go watch Firefly. There you go, Firefly. There's your fill for Nathan Fillion. How about Castle's coming out soon again for a new season?
Ooh,
watch
that's right,
that.
September.
You know, fuck Destiny. Here's the thing. They're all like, oh no, it's worth the $40 because there's a story that is all like, well, you fuckers charge people $60. You didn't even give them a storyline.
No, you had a story.
No, really, the first game had a story.
It had a story.
Go fight mobs, get engrams, build suits, and then pay all your money to Scientology.
It was not Scientology.
I'm sorry, the orb. The fucking traveler. Which you don't understand what the traveler is. You don't understand who the person who's talking to the traveler is. You don't understand what the traveler's goal is. You don't fight anybody who actually wants to kill the traveler, except for the mobs who are on the planet, who apparently were there to begin with.
My only problem with Destiny is how it's trying to be a mix of Halo, Mass Effect, and an MMORPG, and it doesn't quite hit all three perfectly. It's close, but no cigar. And because it falls short in literally every aspect of it, it doesn't quite make it in a game that I would like to play. Additionally, it is super heavy reliant on playing in groups with other people, and I'm antisocial. So I just never got into it that way, but it does have an interesting story.
Now here's the problem. There is no story for one. And here's the problem, though. The problem is that...
You act like it's a soap opera.
There are people... No, it's not even... The soap opera would have a story. Whether or not the story constantly changes and evolves and doesn't matter or exist, at least there's a story. There's no story to Destiny. If they give us a story in this freaking... this new expansion, I mean, that'll be the first fucking time. But the main thing is that with Destiny is there are two different types of games out there. The people that want to play the story mode, they want a multiplayer. And there's a small crossover between the two. When Destiny came out, they literally said, hey, you know how you like doing campaign mode? I don't like going on multiplayer? Fuck you.
And that's why I don't play.
There you go.
But there is a story.
Nope. What's all the right. story? Tell me the story.
I haven't played it in a long-ass time.
Okay, tell me the story. Well, then
Google the goddamn story.
No, it was such a great storyline that it really stuck
to me. I played it for literally 2 days. But there is a story. Anyway.
Okay, so now Steam.
But you can play it on Steam.
Steam is really... To be honest, Steam has been one of the more forefronts of an actual gaming like breakthrough that people have been really behind.
Yeah, except when Xbox tries it.
Well, you can see that on Xbox. So the general idea is like, ooh, Steam, go Steam, yay, Steam! You know, like, fuck yeah, Steam!
Steam ahead.
But here's the problem, though. When Steam basically decides to make something that existed and didn't really do well, I want to say a good, almost like 10 years ago, even before that. Let's look at portable systems that delivered high quality and did not do well.
Okay.
Lynx from Atari.
Engage.
The PlayStation, whatever the fuck that stupid little thing was, the PSP.
The PSP did...
No,
you're right.
Then there's the Vita.
The Vita did shitty. Yeah.
What was the one that came out after the Vita, the one that was had the touch screen on the back of it?
Was that after the Vita or before the Vita?
Good God. It was
also PlayStation. Sony's just bad at this.
The only reason that the Game Boy did well was because Game Boy was a shitty system. That was super shitty. Like, it was, like, years behind... No, it was years behind the Atari Lynx.
The only reason Game Boy did well was because of Pokemon.
That's true. Pokemon basically made that game. That is literally it.
But
the thing is that they literally built a really huge device that was awkward, cumbersome, horribly lit, and it was...
Did you say Benedict Cumberbatch?
Generations behind the Atari Lynx. It came around the same time. Generations behind. And it only did well because...
Pokemon.
Well, not Pokemon, it wasn't there. There's a lot of really stupid games that basically made it work. But the general idea is that like nothing really has ever survived in that marketplace. Even the 3DS basically fucking failed. And that's got Nintendo back again. When it first came out?
No.
The new 3DS.
Yeah, no. The new 3DS is doing okay. The new 3DS is like a revival because of their Amiibo. Like, I don't even know. Holy shit, Amiibos. Like, Pokemon for reals. Like, the actual... Jesus Christ.
Nintendo has given up on the console war, and it's only basically focusing now on, I think, portables. Which, good for them. Who gives a fuck? But the point is that Steam is entering into a world where it's like, we don't really fucking care. And they created this system, and it's basically, it's like just like the PlayStation portable and the Vita. It's like that, and it's got like touchscreens on it and shit that doesn't really matter that no one wants. And it's got a fucking HDMI out. First of all...
You connect it to a TV?
No. First of all, if I wanted a portable system, why the fuck would I plug it into a TV?
So you can take your Steam library with you to a friend's house.
Oh, okay. How about I just go onto Steam.com?
And you can go to Steam.com at your friend's house who has a shitty gaming rig.
Uh-huh.
No.
Okay.
No.
So you're telling me your shitty little 4 gigabytes of memory on your fucking portable system is going to be better than your friend's computer?
Well, if they use your laptop, then yes.
What if they use your computer? Are you saying your computer in our house isn't there?
No, I'm saying that your laptop, if that was your friend's computer,
how about they go outside and like play a game or like catch a ball?
But that's nature. Nobody wants nature.
They need to nurture it.
Nurture versus nature?
No, they need to nurture their nature.
Nature their nurture?
Well, yeah, you know what? Look, I'm just saying, like, it's a bad move on Steam's part, and, you know, that's all on them. That's all on them.
No, but I think...
We don't have time.
We have
one
time.
More thing to talk about.
We have time.
We don't have time. We have one more thing to talk about. Google.
You mean...
Tell me all about Google.
Google is the world. Google owns you. Google owns your soul.
Yeah, okay.
Google owns everything that you think you own.
Yeah.
Down to the soda you're drinking right now.
Nope.
Google owns it. Except, Google no longer owns anything. Because now they belong to an umbrella company.
Wait, umbrella bought Google?
Umbrella bought Google. Stop drinking your soda. It's laced with the T-virus.
Yeah. So who bought Google?
A company called Alphabet Inc.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. Nope. Alphabet Inc.
Wait.
Their website, by the way, you're just tapping on your laptop. You can't even hit the keys and pretend like you're actually typing.
Okay, clack, 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 clack. Oh, look. I've pulled up the logo. This is literally like a block, let's say ABC, WTF, Boom.
And then YZ. Yes, and pictures of butterflies and I think a dog and something else.
This is a game. This is a joke.
No, it's not. Seriously, it is on Business Insider.
Uh-huh.
It's on TechCrunch.
Okay.
It's on every news article.
Every news article?
Every single news outlet has an article on it.
Okay.
It's on Game Insider. It's on IGN's website. It's on fucking CNN. It's everywhere.
Okay.
Forbes has an article on it.
Do you remember when Google did their first practical joke? And it was years ago, but they did their first practical joke, and every one of the major news sources were talking about how Google was doing this new thing, and then it was all like, no, that was a practical joke, everybody.
Look, there is evidence to support it might be a practical joke, but it is not April 1st.
What's the evidence?
Do you want to know what the evidence is?
Yeah.
If you go to the Alphabet Inc. website, which is abc.xyz. Yes.
Nope. No.
And then you read their statement. You read their statement. You find the paragraph, their very long statement, talking about their drone program. And you click on one of the periods in that statement. It takes you to a website about Hooli, which if you watch Silicon Valley, is the Silicon Valley version of Google, which is awesome. I loved it.
Okay.
But seriously, like,
this is
Forbes?
Fake. No, I'm not going to listen to any more of this. This is
Business
fake.
Business Insider?
Way to go, Google. You got everybody. No one will trust news ever again. Good for you.
It's August.
So?
It is August.
So, even better for Google. Way to go, Google. Here's your golf clap. And that's all the time we have for this week of Forsooth Podcast.
It is August.
And for those
Google at home, can't invent their own August. April Fool's Day.
It is August. Google can invent anything they want.
Google cannot invent their own April Fool's Day.
Thank you so much for listening. And again, it's August.
It is August.
It's August.
Forsooth Podcast is a trademark of Five Fire Monkeys Entertainment. Forsooth Podcast is brought to you by Five Fire Monkeys Entertainment in conjunction with Pop Culture University. No badgers were hurt in the recording or producing of Forsooth Podcast. If you or anyone you know was offended by this podcast, please contact your local congressman.